everybody. Welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. With me, as usual, it's the chipmunk with a latte herself, Stephanie Bree. Stephanie, how the hell are you?
Fully caffeinated, but please hold your applause until the end of the show.
Wait, no, because I'm going to. Hang on. Just because you told me to wait, that's
it.
Because
I'm back at 100%.
Are you back at 100%?
Very much.
Oh, I'm going to be exhausted, aren't I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear Lord.
It took me a couple weeks to get here, but I'm back.
Very good. So, yes. You are sunburned as hell.
Yes, I am. I was trying to cosplay as Dr. Zoidberg, but I think I fucked it up. I did it wrong.
The robot. The robot.
Yes.
The old friend, the robot. I fucking love Zoidberg.
My favorite character on that show.
Oh my god. Yes. God, he was so pathetic, but just so funny. Oh dear god. So, sunburn, trying to play Dr. Zoidberg over the weekend.
Yep.
Why?
Well, it was by accident. I went to Pride and I got sunburned. I was in the sun all day.
And you didn't take sunscreen.
I know.
What is wrong with you, girl?
I don't think they know yet. They don't have a word for it.
Well, let's hope they don't come up with a word for it because they might unplug it.
But I had a fabulous weekend. I am so excited. I'm so recharged and re-energized and back at 100%.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Wonderful. That's what we want to hear. So lots of fun at Pride,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure we're going to probably get into here a little bit on the show. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah, pretty good. That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about what's on the show today.
Sure.
Because my weekend was completely uneventful. I went clothes shopping and smoked a brisket. And no, that's not a euphemism.
It was a very yummy brisket, though, by the way.
Yes, thank you. It was very good. Very, very, very good.
She left out the most important part. It was topped with her homemade barbecue sauce. Do not be modest.
And if we had more people coming over for dinner, there would have been a lot more scratch made because, you know, I like to go over the top. So, yeah. So, well, today's episode, we're going to talk about things we're appreciative of.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you probably don't know this. But about the past, I'm going to say 3 weeks, maybe about that. Mm-hmm. Steph and I haven't been doing so awesome.
Nope.
We've been having all kinds of issues, each one of us, in dealing with things, which has kind of caused a little issues between the two of us, which was, again, not fun. So... But we've kind of been able to focus on the things we are very appreciative of and put ourselves back together. And yes. So there's a lot of issues that I know for me, I'm still resolving. And I'm sure Steph's got plenty of them that she's still resolving. My brain is not working. My brain is not working very well today, and
it's like 100-something degrees outside right now, so I understand that.
Well, it's not. It just feels like it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Summertime in Texas. Woo! So let's kind of start off. The first thing we're gonna kind of break this down because being appreciative of everything is a huge umbrella topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where we're not going to go as far back as I'm appreciative of my sixth grade math teacher, Miss Daly, because she taught me how the adds and subtracts. No, we're
my fifth grade math teacher didn't teach me shit, so she don't get a shout out.
So, no, what we're talking about are more recent things.
Right.
And the first thing I want to talk about is something that directly affects both of us, so we can both really talk about this. And that's this show.
Yes.
And I want to let all the people out there listening know how appreciative I am and how much I really enjoy doing this show. I joke a lot about what I get out of this show. And in the end, all those jokes about, well, I get all my attention, I get, you know, the recognition. I really, honestly, 100% don't give a shit. You know, this isn't about me. And at the same time, it is, because it lets me help others. And we've had numerous episodes where people have reached out to us and let us know that the show we just did, we hit a topic that made them really think, or gave somebody a new perspective, or they learned something. You know, our audience isn't just trans individuals. Is that a majority of our audience? Yeah, duh and or hello. But it's not. And I've had people say that we give them good information, because I know we research the shit out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we know what we're talking about. And I think for me, this show really lets me reach out to a more global community with the message of, I'm here to help. I'm here to help any way I can. And that's whether it's giving you information, giving you a I can't even say it with a straight face. I was going to say a soothing voice to listen to, because sometimes I'll turn on the PBS voice and it's all calm and soothing.
She's done it too much, though. Last week she lost her voice. She blamed it on something else, but I was here. I didn't hear the thing she says.
No, that had nothing. The PBS voice had nothing to do with me losing my voice.
Okay, sure.
That which made me lose my voice is two letters, which is on the list to talk about here in a little bit. So and Stephanie just turned bright red, which you can see through her sunburn. Anyway, I think what we do with this show is important. It's important in getting out the right information. And there's a lot of misinformation out there. But it's also important to just let others in our community know you're not alone. There's a couple of goofballs who record 90 minutes a week and bust our asses to give you something that, you know, it might entertain you.
Or brighten your day.
Or brighten your day. Or any number of things. And the fact that it can help someone and make that brighten their day, or give them a little encouragement or anything, I'm appreciative of that. And I'm appreciative of that because those of you who listen, you let me know. I'm not going to lie. There has actually been a couple of weeks, especially recently, I thought about just, that's it, I'm done. I'm done with the podcast. I don't want to do it anymore. It's not doing anything. It's not worth my time. And people reach out and they say, well, I really liked this episode. Or the one I get the most is, hey, the episode you had with AJ, my spouse listened to it, and that really opened communication. I get that a lot. So that keeps me going. And plus, I was reminded by a few people, which I'm going to get to again later in this episode, that what we're doing is important. It's very important. And even you, Steph, have reminded me that, you know, it would be easy to give this up, But we still got a lot of work to do, so I'm appreciative of everybody who actually gives us the feedback and lets us know how to make this show better. So, yeah. So, Steph, I mean, thoughts?
Yeah. I'm with you on this. You know, the last, I mean, I'm going to open up a little, if that's okay.
Go for it.
The last couple of weeks, I was down enough. Robin might not, you know, go there, but I was talking about quitting the show. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just talking. I mean, you guys know, you read my post. Some of you have reached out to me. You know, I was in a dark place. I was talking about giving up everything. And I didn't want to quit the show because I don't want to do it anymore because I love it. And I love you guys. And I love Robin. And I love doing the show with Robin. But I just felt like I was pulling the show down. And I didn't know if I could, contribute anymore. And we had a heart to heart. And she basically told me that, you know, yes, it is her show, but she wants me a part of it.
That's right.
And she gave me, we had a good talk and she got me, you know, I you know, as you guys may notice, I made some other changes in my life. I've thoroughly erased all the leftover of my previous life. It is, I'm completely free of it now.
And to be you.
And I'm grateful, not just because the show gave me an opportunity to do that, because then it has given me something to believe in, really does, but also because the people who listen to it, especially those who reached out to me, who I didn't even know listened to the show, reached out to me and were like, hey, how are you doing? They would tell me something that I said on the show that got to them. And they were telling me that, hey, this thing, you know, really, you know, I really related to it or whatever. So that really got me thinking, like, okay, I was contributing to the show, not just bringing the goofball and, you know,
which
doing
yeah.
the editing in the background and occasionally, you know, bringing on a guest that Robin would later, you know, scold me for being fully prepared for.
not fully prepared for. Why is this person going to be on our show?
I don't know.
Because they're
trans. I gave her that reason once, and she's like, give me more. And I was like, isn't that enough? We're trans. We talk about trans.
Well, but yeah, at the same time, we need to know a little bit more about what this person is. I'm not going to walk into an interview going, so, you're trans. How is that? I mean,
of course. But I appreciate the fact that Robin actually took the time to sit down and show that to me, and how important I am to the show and to you guys, and those of you who reached out to me, that meant a lot to me too. I appreciated that too. Those of everyone who reached out to me. Now, I can't get you to sit here and read off the list, but there's at least three people I want to thank personally, if that's okay. The first one is Gia. My God, she has scolded me at times, but she's also got me on the right track at times, and she's kind of given me new perspectives. The other one is, of course, Tananda. She has actually called me on my phone and straightened me out, and also she has had a similar path to me in some ways, so she can relate to me on a level that, you know, some other people haven't been able to. And she can kind of put things into a perspective that I think is really great. And then the other one, her name, she goes by the name Kitty Funk, and she reached out to me, and she just started sharing things from her life, you know, and just out of the blue, like, you know, trying to cheer me up. So that was really great. Lots of other people reached out to me, and I'm not trying to dismiss anyone else, but those three people went the extra mile. Everyone else, you guys did great. Those three went the extra mile. So thank you, all of you.
Yeah, and I think I need to put in a note here, so that everybody that's listening, because I know there's a few of you that are going to freak the hell out when you hear it. We are going to be name dropping a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I mean that. And some of them are going to be subtle. Some of them aren't. Tabby! oh, excuse me. I coughed.
Oh, I cleared my throat earlier before the show.
Think she'll catch it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I hope not.
But, yeah, I mean, we are going to name drop some people because of what they do and how they have personally affected the two of us in one way or another. And, yes, Gia has been an amazing friend. And I know I can turn to her sometimes when I need some advice. She's turned to me. I know she scolded you,
mm-hmm.
but that's who she is.
And the best part, I mean, I say the best part, but like the meaningful part was she was not in a good place when she reached out to me and picked me up.
No, and that's,
she did not need to be the one to pick me up, but she did.
That's the thing that there's something that was going around this weekend on Twitter that I saw, and I even saw it on Facebook a couple times. But there was something that was very important, and I kind of wanted to talk about it. And nice segue, thank you. Was this little meme or graphic or whatever you want to call it floating around that said someone who helps lift you up even when they're falling, that's not help. That's love.
Yeah.
And that's so true. And I know for me, I had a pretty rough past 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago was a lot of doctor's appointments dealing with the eye situation.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, AJ was gone. AJ had traveled off to see family.
In a foreign country they call Utah.
There's these things called mountains. I've never seen them before until I went there. And most of you probably know, just from listening to episode 16, without AJ, I'm a mess. I mean, I am a hot mess. It is bad, and I fell into some very bad habits. But at the same time, Steph, at that point, you're starting to go through shit. So here we have two people in the house falling apart, not sure how to help the other, and trying somehow to prop the other up just long enough to get through the day. And it wasn't easy. It was not easy at all. And that brings me to kind of our next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned Gia.
Mm-hmm.
And Gia falls for me in another particular category. And that is family.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about family and how appreciative of them we are. I do not have a good relationship with my biological family. Half my family, my father's side, I don't know most of them. I don't hear from most of them. My mother's side of the family, I've separated from because it was beyond toxic. There have been a few individuals on that side of the family who have since come back to me to be part of my life because they themselves have separated from the toxic part. So biologically, I don't have a lot of family. And what I ended up having to do was build a new one. Family is important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. There are some people out there that think they're going to be total badasses because, well, I can do it all myself. I don't need nobody. Bullshit. You're not a badass. You're a jackass. You need a family. And family is not necessarily blood.
Right.
Family can be those who you love like family.
I mean, you've been more family to me than most of the people in my blood.
And that's the thing is, I don't see you as my friend. I see you as my sister. Because that's what you are. You're my sister. Anybody want proof of that? Just come watch. We fight like sisters sometimes.
Yes, very much.
Couple 14-year-old girls, as AJ says. But I've had to build a family, and I'm appreciative of it. I'm appreciative of my sister, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You know, I'm appreciative of my brother, Will, both of which I've adopted. You know, I'm appreciative of his little clan, his family. I'm more than appreciative of my nephew, Beckett, my boy. I'm appreciative of all those people. We're talking adopted family. Well, Gia's on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And so is a certain conductor of a train, Tabby. Tabby's my niece. That's just how it is. And both of them have helped me in ways by building me up. They're the ones who've convinced me not to abandon the show. And remind me that I've still got a lot to give. And as Tabby likes to point out, still kind of a badass. I know it's cocky of me to say, but I can't disagree. I really can't. But she's right. I've got a lot left to give. And family is just beyond important. And so we've built a new family. And I get to watch as the connections get formed between the members of the family, because not all of you are connected. I get to watch Steph and Will, because they're right here, form a brother-sister connection. Is it going to be as strong as mine and Will's brother-sister connection? No. But Will still sees her as family. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And I'm very appreciative of how, like you said, they may be falling apart as well. But when we need them, they're there to hold us up. And that's hugely important. And there's somebody else I need to thank and tell them I appreciate them. And they really came in a pinch for me recently. And that's Eric. And he's got me out of the house a couple of times while AJ was gone. And I don't know if anybody else is going through something similar, but when you're stuck in a house for 12 hours a day and the only thing you can do is work on cleaning your house, and you're kind of alone, and the person you love most is 1,000 miles away, 1,200 miles away, the walls kind of close in. And so it was really nice that I had a friend that said, come on, let's go. Let's get up. Let's do things. Even if I tried to go, no, I got this to do. I got this to do. It was shut up and get your ass in the truck. We're going somewhere. Okay. All right. You know, why not? What do I got to lose? So family is hugely important. And I thank every one of them, because, like I said, they're not all doing awesomely and sunshine and rainbows. Some of them, shit, all of them have their own troubles.
Right.
But even when they have their own troubles, they're still there to pick us up. And that's not help. That's love.
And if you want further proof that Robin's not full of shit, she is kind of a badass. She got out of the house with her friend, and they went to go recharge her batteries and get her back on her feet, and she still stopped what she was doing and took the time to check in on me when she saw I was having a meltdown.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't text me. She didn't DM me. She called me on the phone and said, how are you doing? What's going on? Do we need to talk?
And that's where the family comes in, because you're right. I'm out. I'm out and about, and I'm recharging my batteries. That was the whole point. Get out, recharge batteries. We're not worried about the podcast. We're not worried about the shape of the house. We're not worried about where AJ is. We're not worried about anything going on. In fact, I even got scolded for being on Twitter. But I did get messages from individuals saying, hey, you need to go check on Steph. You need to go check on Steph. No, she's... And you were not in a good place. But I took the time to call you. Because I know that's what you would do. Now, most of the time, I'm going to be a total bitch and go, I'm fine, leave me alone, hang up.
Mm-hmm.
But...
That's not far from what I did.
No, you didn't hang up on me.
No.
But you clearly did not want to talk.
No, because I didn't want to interrupt your day.
And that was okay. And all it takes is to just reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you're still my sister. You know? So family is so important. It really is.
I mean, I've wrote about it. Everybody knows I had the knife in my hand. I was done. And when she called me, that was what got me out of it. That was what made me remember that there are people who still love me, and I had a purpose in life. Yep. As dark as it felt, I'm not going to lie, the depression is still there. I've got a long ways to go before it's cured, if it ever gets cured.
May not.
But at least now I have more clarity on me and who I am and what's important.
Exactly.
And you guys are what's important. This show is what's important.
Right. The Robin show
is what's important.
Family is what's important. Is what's important. And the family still needs you, you know?
Yeah, and she came up to me and she basically told me, don't you leave me.
No, I made you not.
She made me promise not to leave.
No, there is a thing, and there's going to be a few people listening that know what this means.
Mm.
But I made you, I sat you down, and I made you promise you would not abandon me.
That's right.
By any means. And I know there's a handful of people listening that are going to listen to this episode because they've made me the same promise. And there's a couple who haven't made me that promise yet, but they know what it means.
I told her I'm going to be here for her. I'm going to be here for her as long as I can.
Which should be, well, longer than after I expire. So, yeah, so family is important.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially when our biological family is in flux. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, sometimes, well, they really don't know. Right. So, but we absolutely positively have to have love. We mm-hmm. really do. What's something you're thankful for, Steph?
Well, I've been kind of, it's along the same lines, but I've been kind of like, how do I say this without sounding unappreciative, but I'm still grateful for my mom. She has been there for me, even though she hasn't been all the way there for me and she hasn't been all the way supportive. She still takes the time to check in on me. And she still, you know, I can tell she's struggling because she's, you know, an evangelical Christian in a church who's telling her that they need to get me right. And instead, she's, you know, she's torn, but she still reaches out. And, you know, she knows I love her. I tell her that every time I talk to her, which is kind of crazy because I could never say it before. I couldn't say it to anybody. Now I say it every day to Robin. I say it every day to my mom. I say it every day to... Every time I talk to my grandma, I say it. But, you know, I'm very appreciative that my mom, you know, even though she didn't know that her daughter was hiding inside her son all those years, she still loved me. And even after she found out, she framed it as, yes, we understand, you know, I understand you're hurting and that you're going through something I can't understand, but I'm here for you.
That's good. That's important.
And that mattered. That meant something to me. You know, I know I give her more leeway than I do anyone else. Anyone else dead names me, I'm going to punch you in the face. My mom, I'm going to roll my eyes. I'm going to sigh real heavy, and then she's going to apologize.
Yeah.
But, you know, she kind of reminded me that that's the name she gave me, and it has meaning to her, so blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well,
you know. Anyways. So also, you know, like I said, I've already said I'm grateful for this show, but it's bigger than that. I'm grateful for the whole trans community because we have been through so much
yeah.
this year, especially, and yet we still t- take the time to reach out to each other and tweet and retweet and share and like and pat each other on the back and
prop each other hiccup.
Up. Sorry, excuse me. And just we you know, even when we're at our lowest, it isn't just the people that reached out to us. I see it with people that I don't even connect with. I see it all over the place. You know, we've talked about this, but the trans community as a whole is fighting for our existence right now.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just so grateful that we are starting to be more visible.
And more unified.
More unified, more resilient.
Yep.
We're starting to have better words to combat our attackers with. And that gives me a purpose too. And it makes me grateful that, you know, our community is starting to wake up.
That's a good point. I mean, yeah, I'm very thankful for the community myself. And very appreciative of what a lot of people do, because the community itself runs the gambit here. There are those within the community who are frontline fighting. And when I say that, I mean they're out there when the jackholes and the dumb shits are calling trans women just men in dresses and attacking trans men or trying to keep trans individuals from having rights,
mm-hmm.
or just even existing. There are several individuals out there who they're on the front line and they don't give two shits.
I mean, our rights are back in the Supreme Court again.
Uh-huh.
And it could go really shitty for us.
It could.
We don't know how it's going to go, but I mean, we're really, you know, we're not just under attack at every level. The highest court in the land is trying to decide if we even deserve rights.
Right. And that's the thing is we have people frontline fighting. And those people are just, I mean, they're a whole different level of badass. But we also have people who are not really on the front line, but are back here with the rest of us trying to help those who are trying to figure things out for the first time. Now, there's a couple of terms the trans community uses that I personally don't like them. I think they're silly. And I just no. And one is egg, and how when you come out or you crack your egg, that just no. I'm sorry, Gia. I'm sorry, Tabby.
I get it, because cis women have eggs.
No, that is a leap Evel Knievel could not make, sweetie. No. The other one that kind of bothers me is, and I mean, it's just silly, and I really wish there was a better way, but I get it, because just like the whole getting you're an egg and it's cracking to find out who you really are, it's about the only thing that really fits. I can't believe I'm going to say this on here. Baby trans. I cannot.
I have used no, it.
I do not like that phrase. I mean, we're grown ass people, most of us. But I get it. People who are just starting out, that's what that means, is people who are just starting your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And what that journey is up to you, not anybody else, up to you. And so we have in the community, which is something I'm very thankful for, because I don't see it in other communities, is you'll have people taking that first step going, hey, I'm trans. And you have all these people that are ready to rush in going, if you need something, mm-hmm. I'm here. A lot of time those newly transitioning individuals, they're out there asking for help. And it's usually, hey, I'm just starting my journey, and I'm a little overwhelmed, and I don't know what to do. And I've seen more times than I can even say on here, people go, hey, how you doing? It's okay. You just take it at your own pace. And friendships and family start to form. And it's really amazing how this community has unified. Because we've talked before things like Twitter and social media, it was rare if we bumped into each other. I'd have run into Stephanie and never known she was transgender.
Nope.
She may have run into me and not had a clue. It's not like we run around with advertisements, especially now that the mask mandates are being lifted. I mean, anyway. But we didn't connect before social media. Yes, we are a very small population in the grand scheme of the global population. But we're no less valid.
Right.
And that's the neat thing is, while we're still small, and we'll always be small, mm-hmm. there's going to be more visibility because we're starting to latch on to each other and starting to find each other. And I'm very thankful for that community that we have that, because that creates a strong community. What does a strong community do? It brings things such as positivity. I wonder where that comes from. Hashtag stay positive. And
trademark Stephanie Bree.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. You watch yourself over there.
I had to get one in.
I know. You always got to get one in there. So, I mean, but yeah, we have to be thankful for this community, pulling us together, building each other up, because we need to be one voice. And so I'm extremely thankful for that.
And I'd like to take it a step further, not just the trans community, but I saw it at Pride. It's the whole LGBT plus community. I mean, they were, I had a friend he's gay and he identifies as gay. And he's cisgendered, had a homosexual male. And he came up to me and he started to give me a hug without even thinking about it. And then he paused and he's like, are you okay to get a hug? And I was like, yes, bring it in. And it was just so amazing how many people were just giving hugs. There was this little girl, probably no more than 7 years old, and she was just walking around hugging all the people. She walked right up to me, and she's like, would you like a hug? And I'm nervous. I'm like, this is creepy. And her mom's standing there. She's like, it's okay. She's, you know, it's okay. It was cute. So I gave her a trans flag. I was like, here, thank you for the hug. Here's a flag. And I was going around giving trans flags to everybody, all the little kids. I gave out, I think, like 10 flags to all the little kids that I saw, and every one of them smiled and started waving the flag, and they were just so proud, and it was just so awesome because it is a community, and everyone was, I mean, I had 5 different people come up to me and give me hugs, and they, some of them are strangers, some of them are just, you know, one woman's like, you know what, you look like you need a hug,
and that's a lot of allies.
It was, yeah, and then there was just, I mean, it wasn't just because it was an awesome celebration of love, because it kind of is, but also because everybody was there for the same reason, to be a community, to say, we're here. Let's all, for this one day, this one weekend, you know, let's just all come out and be, let everybody. And I was, just like I was last time, I was blown away how many people were, because it's like, wow, this is a small rural community. You wouldn't think there's that many people, or that they could attract that kind of people. And it was amazing. Because it reminds me that we're small, but we're not statistically insignificant.
Exactly.
1% of 7 billion is still a big number.
That's still a huge number.
I watched a YouTube video and somebody said that if we were a country, we would be bigger, richer, more powerful than the United States.
There you go.
That's how big the LGBT community is.
It is.
And
it's
that's
good.
That was just trans.
Right.
Just the trans.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is we see a lot of stuff popping up in social media about groups that they're LGBs. Mm-hmm. They don't see the rest of the letters as valid. You know, they see us as a threat. Well, what's kind of interesting is, yeah, those voices are loud, but they are so much smaller. And so the LGBTQ plus community is really, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than this small group. In the trans community, we are small. But when we plug in to that group of people, well, we're not as small as we think. Because let's face it, a lot of times in the trans community, there is a lot of crossover. There are trans individuals who are non-binary.
Yep.
There are trans individuals who are only attracted to trans individuals. There are trans individuals who are attracted to women and right. men. I mean, it's the whole gambit. We are all in there.
And not to just keep going back to Pride, but another thing that was amazing was there were vendors there who were just giving away free stuff. You can get free flags. You can get free food. There were people giving away waters. I mean, literally, there were people who were just there to spread the love.
And that's important.
You don't go to the county fair and see that.
No.
You want that lollipop? Give me $15. You can have that lollipop.
That's an expensive lollipop.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. So, nothing's
free at the capitalist fair.
No, nothing is free at the capitalist fair. So, I want to talk about, it's kind of goes back to our being appreciative and thankful for the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's two groups specifically that are fairly small right now that I want to tell them how much I appreciate them. The first, and yes, I'm going to kind of do some name dropping, is our guests. I want to thank Tananda for coming on to the show and talking with us about anti-trans legislation recently. I want to thank Daniela Wolf for being our guest, and she's a really fantastic author and a huge supporter of ours. I want to thank Sebastian, the Blibbles, our very first interview we ever did. He is not trans. He is a member of the LGBTQ community because he is a gay man, but he is not trans, and he has been super supportive and jumping in here and letting us know what we do is pretty cool. Now, I will say, Sebastian, if you're listening, hopefully you're all set up so you can be listening again. Might send you a DM to make sure you're listening. Steph and I have been a little neglectful, and we've missed several of your live streams, but we're about put back together, and we're going to try a little harder.
Yes.
Daniela, for those who don't know her, please pick up her book. Do pick up these books. She's a fantastic author, and she is also a sweetheart. I need to point out, everybody we're name dropping is a sweetheart, right, for certain.
Yes.
Tananda, an amazing fellow podcaster. I'm not going to butcher this. Transgressive.net. I got it right in one shot. Woo! Yeah. That was so bad. But I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful and very appreciative of our Patreon supporters. There's not many of them. There really isn't. I don't know how many of you know this, but it's probably not that big of a secret. We don't get paid to do this.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Our Patreon now pays the fees that keep this show hosted? Is that how it works?
Streaming.
Yeah. I don't know the terminology. I just barely learned how to actually upload this thing myself. So, yeah. So, we don't make anything off this. But we put in a lot of work as if it's a full-time job. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very thankful for that. Hopefully this is going to grow so that we can get more supporters. Because we have big plans for those of you who are supporting us through Patreon. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean we plan to pad our pockets. We plan things like newer equipment, better content.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to do things that will turn around and not just on the podcast help our community, start actually, you know, helping the community in physical ways that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's something where I don't have to go find a job, that would be awesome too. Because I put into this, like I said, like it's a full-time job. And those individuals we've named you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, this week, we didn't have anybody to add to that list.
Mm.
So sad. Hopefully someone listening to this will go, I'm going to help these girls out. Because in turn, we're going to help somebody else out.
Especially because I'm hosting the Zoom meeting this month. We need more people at the Zoom tier.
We do. I don't know if my feelings are going to be hurt that it's more people come to yours or mine.
I don't know. Ask me anything.
It's pretty much all it is a bunch of, you know, we just log in and we just talk about anything and everything. So I'm very thankful for that. Now, there's one more thing I need to talk about that I'm thankful for. And it's a person.
Was this the most important guest on our show recently?
This is. This person has been a supporter. This person has been a guest. This person is family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's AJ. And I don't know how many of you have figured it out, but AJ has been running the Transposed Pod Twitter page. Sometimes she signs things with her initials, so you know it's AJ. Sometimes it's just written in a certain way that you go, ah, it's AJ. Other times, you probably wouldn't have a clue.
I still jump in from time to time.
From time to time, you do.
Throw you off a little bit.
Yeah, but she has supported us. She has supported us.
And y'all. She supports
y'all. And supports y'all. But she has supported both of us in ways such as, well, let's talk about it. She keeps a roof over our head. Both of us. This is her house. And she gave you shelter, Steph, and she gives me shelter. And she works so hard to keep a roof over our head and doesn't get upset when we fight. Doesn't get upset that she's doing those things. She supports this endeavor. She has been a supporter of this show by helping us with content. She's come up with top fives. She's come up with topics.
This episode was her idea.
This was her idea.
We were blank. We both drew blanks this week.
Yeah, that happens way too often. It was like, I have no idea. And she goes, what about being appreciative? Oh my goodness. She really is a genius. She is just a freaking genius. She's family. I mean, she's a little more than family to me. I mean, Anyway, she is the love of my life. And she has proven that time and time again. And she's been like a sister to you.
Yeah, very much.
Very much so. She's been assist like she's been like an aunt to Tabby. Yes, Madam Conductor, I have like name dropped you like three damn times, so get over it.
No, and I don't tell her this because she's not as mushy as you are.
I know.
So I don't tell her straight up, but I love her too, and I am grateful for everything she has done for me and for you, and keeping you on your feet so that you can keep me on my feet.
Yep, I'm not gonna lie. She is. She can put me back together like nobody else can. People like my brother Will, Eric, and even my nephew Beckett, even though he's only four, they can put me together long enough for her to come in and make everything solid. As a certain conductor kind of put it, they can tie supports together long enough for her, the rescue squad, to really come in and do the magic and really make things better. And of course, she's been a guest. She has been a huge guest. Probably one of our, I don't know, most talked about ones. And I know we don't usually do this, but yeah, I'm very thankful for her in a lot of aspects. But y'all, she's coming back to the show. And I mean, fairly soon. So definitely very, very thankful for her. So you got anything left to add in here, Steph?
On who and all and what I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
No,
on all the things that you like to do on your time off. What the hell do you think we're talking about?
You and the sarcasm again. Sometimes no. I space out.
Me? No, you space out?
Oh, God. No. Here we go again. I didn't, you know, earlier I singled out those three people because they went above and beyond, but I just want to throw a few extra names out there just because these are the different people who reached out, and I didn't want anyone to feel left out. But Zoe D, Daniela reached out, Heidi, she actually called me on Zoom, so I got to give her a shout out for that. And of course, you know, Tabby was there. Allison B was there. Christina was there. She reached out to me more than we've had some good conversations. And of course, Tori, she's always there for me. I try to always be there for her. She was my first trans friend, and she's going through some shit too, but she still took the time out of her day to say, hey, are you okay?
That's the thing, is everybody you just listed there, they are absolutely wonderful people. I love to interact with all of them as well. And you're exactly right. Every one of them has something huge going on in their life right now that either, well, let's just break it down. It makes them slightly emotionally unstable. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, they are going through things. Some of them are super exciting. Some of them are kind of bummers. But they're taking that time. And I'm going to flat out say, most of those people reached out to me asking me if you were all right. Because Big Sister's right here. Big Sister's should be seeing what's going on. And that's... I'm glad that they did.
Yeah, so am I very much.
And I'm very thankful to all of them. Thank you to Tananda, Tabby, Gia, Heidi. Yes. There's so many of you that I just really can't thank
and
enough.
And everyone that we didn't name, everyone that listens to the show, everyone that follows us on Twitter, for one reason or another, we're grateful for all of you.
Or if you've interacted with us, like Allison and Cassandra. Somebody's screaming right now because they just heard their name. So, yeah, we appreciate everything you do. Because what you all do with your support, your love, and this is the community as a whole, because I've seen our shit retweeted. People I ain't never met. I've never talked to. And when some of those individuals like Tananda and Gia and those who retweet our thing saying, hey, check this thing out. Tabby does it. It gets us new friends. It gets us new listeners, new family. And
that gives us a reason to keep doing this.
And it does give us a reason to keep doing it. And we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it until we're considered horribly annoying.
I'm going to tell you guys a secret Robin's never mentioned. I'm just going to say it because she's going to smack me later, but I don't care.
Oh, dear God.
This cuts into her WWE Raw time. And she is religiously obsessed with Raw. And she sacrifices her Raw time for you guys. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal.
Yeah,
and you know how much she loves you.
There's only going to be like six people that hear this podcast out of the however many are listening that are going to go, yeah, that is a big deal. Or everybody else is going to go, it's just a TV show. It's just
no. She used to be a wrestler. She has aspirations to get back into it. She watches all the pay-per-views. She watches NXT, AEW, SmackDown, and occasionally Ring of Honor because she's that obsessed.
Sometimes even Impact.
Yep, there you go. I'm telling you guys, she loves you that much that she actually does make sacrifices for this show.
Well, yeah. I don't know what to say. My words have failed me, yet I still talk.
And that's love, people. I'm telling you right now, it is. She loves you guys that much. I do too. We both do.
We both do.
We love you all.
And we're going to keep going. Thank you to everyone. Those of you who are on Patreon, you may have noticed I have gone 4 weeks without putting up Robin's thoughts. Don't worry. I'm about to do a whole binge recording, so you're going to have plenty of content to make up for that. I apologize. And somebody actually just talked about it, even though I wasn't 100% ready to talk about it, but it's okay. One of those things was, yeah, I was going to talk about my wrestling and what it meant to me. And who knows, maybe we'll talk about it on this show one of these days, even though I'm sure half of you are going, who the fuck cares? People, I do. Steph rolls her eyes at me, but I don't care.
I like wrestling. I'm just not as invested in it as she is. If Nikki Cross is on, I'm glued. When she's not on, it's just noise.
Except she missed her last week.
I know. That's mean. Well, I was still fighting with
Trent. She was not in a good place last week, so it was okay. It was fine. So, why don't we lighten this show up just a little bit? So, but first off, thank you, everyone.
Is this cream cheese light?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Where am I going with this, Robin?
You're going into this week's top five.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have done nerd stuff.
Yep.
We have done pain in the ass stuff, like plants.
What she meant to say.
That's a pain in the ass.
Hmm. Don't sit on your cacti and you'll be okay.
Shit. We've done some girly.
Mm-hmm. Not enough for my tastes, but we'll get there.
Anyway, we decided we're going to do something really kind of different.
But right up her alley.
But right up my alley, and this is not really going to make sense. But this week's top five, our top five cheeses.
Holy cheesecakes, man. Or wait, which one? What is it he says? Oh, I can't even remember.
Jesus.
Cheeses, yes. Cheez-Its and Cheez-Whiz.
Oh, cheese it. That's enough. So, no. Those are, there's a whole bunch of people right now that are listening to this part of it, and they're all saying the same thing. No, this can't go horribly wrong.
And I promise I did not put Cheetos on my list. She threatened me if I did.
I did threaten her. Oh, dear God. I threatened her something fierce. So, yeah. So, why don't we... yeah, let's start with your number five.
My number five is grated Parmesan cheese. I just love it. I can eat it plain out of the bucket. I can rip open a packet that you get from Pizza Hut and just shove it in my mouth. I can put it on goulash. I'll put it on pizza. I'll put it on mac and cheese. I put it on my popcorn. I'm not going to lie. I love Parmesan cheese. It's just, it's like, to me, it's almost like the ultimate seasoning. It's like I've put it on eggs. I've put it on a lot of things. I can't tell. I don't think there's anything I haven't tried putting grated Parmesan cheese on.
Okay.
I love it. It's my number five.
That's your number five?
So fluffy.
So for me, cheese is about cooking. And if you followed me on Twitter or you've listened to some of Robin's thoughts, you know, cooking's kind of important to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's photography, wrestling, cooking. Those are the top three, from number one to number three.
I don't make the top 10.
Well, I mean, maybe top 15.
Okay.
Depends on the day. Anyway...
You're my top 12.
Well, there we go. So for me, this topic is about things I use a lot because of the different types of flavors. And my number five is going to be cheddar.
Mm.
And I've learned a lot about different types of cheddar. We're all familiar with the three basics of like the mild, medium, sharp. And I've learned that if I'm going to really cook with it in part of a recipe that's going to be on like the heat, it's not just kind of melted, to cook with sharp cheddar because it kind of mellows out. Cheddar goes with almost everything. It's pretty universal. There are things that you do not want to put it with. But case in point, they'll use medium cheddar or even sometimes mild cheddar with mozzarella,
mm-hmm,
for pizza.
Right.
It's sometimes in things like that.
You can use it like as an ingredient, but you can't replace the mozzarella with cheddar.
No.
It don't work.
You can add, it can add in, mm-hmm, because it doesn't matter which version of cheddar you have. It does have a slight sharpness to it. That you really can't explain. And I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, my number five is going to be cheddar. What's your number four?
My number four is Kraft American Singles.
Oh, dear God.
The reason why I like this cheese is because it's one of the few ones. I can just rip open a package of American cheese and just start shoving it in my mouth. And like I said with the Parmesan, I have put American cheese on things that other people might go, huh, I've melted it on my hot dogs. It's delicious, by the way. I put it on, obviously, I put it on hamburgers. Yes, I do. I do put it on my, you know, my omelets, my eggs, potatoes, you know, breakfast foods. Basically, I'm going to use American cheese because to me, that's the breakfast cheese. It's the breakfast cheese. I know some people like cheddar, but to me, cheddar's not a breakfast cheese. Cheddar's a, well, for me, it's more of a, you know, burrito cheese, you know, maybe.
Maybe burrito cheese.
Taco cheese. Oh, but I like putting American singles. I have thrown it on top of a goulash, melted it.
Ew.
And just had creamy. It's good. Don't even roll your eyes or wrinkle your nose till you've tried it. It adds creamy, yummy. Mm-hmm.
I should have guessed with this category you were going to make my heart hurt.
But it has to be American cheese. It doesn't have to be Kraft, but although Kraft is the right one. Velveeta's got an American cheese that's, you know, it's okay if you have no other choice, but I don't like Velveeta cheese. So.
Okay. Oh, dear Lord.
I know it's technically an American cheese, but it's not. It's got the wrong texture. I don't know. It's just wrong. But I love American singles.
I was okay until you went, hey, I put it on a goulash. Oh, it's, dear Lord.
I've put it in my...
No!
Spaghetti?
No!
I put it in my chili.
Oh, dear God.
I put it on my chili omelets.
O-M-E.
Your turn.
Your lack of knowledge of food
tag,
is just...
You're it.
Oh!
Top that.
Top that? I want to cry.
I'm being honest, by the way. That's I what know you wanted.
I know you are, but damn. Good Lord. We have a long ways to go to teach you about food.
What's your number four?
That's her way, folks, of saying, please don't scold me anymore. I'm already upset. my number four is your number five, Parmesan.
Okay.
And again, if you follow me on Twitter and you see what I post, I cook a lot of Italian cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
I cook a lot of Italian-American cuisine, not so much traditional Italian, mostly because traditional Italian has a lot of... stuff I can't eat due to food allergies. And so Italian American cuisine is a little easier for me to make. And Parmesan is usually one of those cheeses, a lot like things like Asiago and Romano, that are very much featured. A lot of them are featured in recipes. A lot of them are featured on top of a recipe. It's a very, very sharp cheese. It really is. It's very dry cheese, too. It's definitely not one you're going to cut off a piece and just eat it, though I know people do. If you haven't and you thought, hey, I think I want to do that, don't. Do not do that.
I will shove anything in my mouth. I have tried every type of cheese. That was the one you don't.
No, you don't do that. You don't do that. You melt it in with something else, or it pairs with other flavors, and that's really what it's about for me. So, Parmesan is my number four, and it's pretty much all the different types of Parmesan. So what's your number three?
My number three is cheddar, but very specifically medium cheddar, because sharp cheddar is a little harsh and mild cheddar is a little...
bland?
Yeah, kind of funky. I was going to say weak, but we'll go with bland. But I like cheddar. I can put cheddar cheese. I can grate it, and I can put it on all the same things I've already told you about. If I don't have American singles, I can put some shredded, you know, cheese on. I put it on my popcorn. You've seen me. You've yelled at me for doing it.
Oh, dear God.
Cheddar is the only one I can take a block of cheddar, I can dice it, or I can slice it, or I can put it into, you know, shapes and just eat it raw. I can't do that with any other cheese. I mean, I can if I'm cooking and I'm snacking, I can fold an extra American single, shove it in my mouth, and just chew on it, but then it's like, I want to spit it out shortly after.
Shit.
But I can eat a whole block of cheddar cheese. Medium cheddar cheese. But I have cooked hamburgers with cheddar cheese instead of, you know, American. I can do
and
that.
I think that's way better than those American singles.
The thing I like with cheddar, though, to me, is it has to be shredded, or it has to just be, you know, something I eat raw. Because mm-hmm. I don't cook with it, because if I'm going to cook, like I said, I like the yellow cheese.
Okay. All right.
But I do like it, if you noticed, I do like it better than the yellow cheese.
Yes. And that's what that is. It's just yellow cheese. Ugh, American.
Well, actually, it's just like flash frozen milk, and then they just stick it in a package.
if it's actual milk. So, okay. Well, number three. That's all right. I get that. Number three for me is actually one that a lot of people are going to butcher its name. And it hasn't been until recently that I didn't butcher it until I started really learning a lot more about Italian cuisine. And that's ricotta. Ricotta cheese. Now, there's a lot of people going, well, what's that? It's ricotta. Probably what a lot of people say it, how everybody says it. Ricotta cheese.
Ricky tacky?
No, not Ricky Tacky.
That was a snake, wasn't it?
I think so. Something, a mongoose. I don't know. But, again, it's something that I use a lot in Italian cooking. I made a Italian-style dumpling known as a nudie. And that was the basis of it. And it's similar. It's a very soft cheese. It's not quite as runny as, say, cottage cheese. A lot of people in rural areas who we'll just say are unsophisticated in their palates.
That's me she's talking about.
Uh-huh. Have been known to substitute cottage cheese because it's similar in its texture and everything to ricotta. Cheese.
That's what you put in your lasagna.
No, well, don't put cottage cheese. You put ricotta in there.
No, cottage cheese.
Ew.
There you go again.
What is wrong with
that
you?
One, you put that fancy one you're saying wrong in to manicotti.
Well, yes, you do. You put it in manicotti.
You save it for manicotti, and you have cottage in the lasagna. End of story.
No, you put it in. You put it in the nudies. You put it in the lasagna. You yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my number three. What's your number two?
My number two is nacho cheese. I love nacho cheese. It's creamy. It's gooey. It's drippy, and I love it on nachos. And like I said, I'll fucking pour it on my popcorn. I'll pour it on a hot dog. I'll dip pretzels in nacho cheese. I'll dip a Twinkie in nacho cheese.
Ew!
I've done it. You've seen me do it. I love nacho cheese. I could sit and just stick a spoon in it and eat it the whole damn thing.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, you want to know why I'm overweight and have high cholesterol? Nacho cheese, baby.
I wish I could say I've not watched her do these things, but unfortunately I have.
Oh, there was one time I was dipping my Cheetos in nacho cheese.
God.
And she's like, you're going to have a heart attack. And I'm like, that's what I'm going for. Shut up.
Between that and the fact she eats Taco Bell, it's like, do you even know what real food is?
They put nacho cheese in their taco. It's delicious.
No, it's not.
It's delicious.
Ugh.
And it's
on
my number two.
Nachos is one thing.
It's my number two because I can eat it all day long.
Oh,
on
dear
anything.
God.
There's nothing I can't dip in nacho cheese.
Oh, dear God. That's just... No. Ugh. My number two is going to be Kobe Jack. And Kobe Jack is a mixture of two different cheeses, Colby cheese and Monterey Jack. And they kind of complement each other. In fact, Monterey Jack is used not just in Colby Jack, but it's used in Pepper Jack and a couple of others because it kind of pairs well with other cheeses. And the reason it's on my list is it is my most common. Well, not my most common. It's one that I go to a lot. If I'm grilling burgers, I'm making anything like that, I'm going to throw Kobe Jack on it. Breakfast burritos, Kobe Jack. Why? It's mild, but not bland. It's got a good flavor, and it's very well balanced, at least to me. It melts well, because that's the other thing too, is what you don't realize is different cheeses melt differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they melt differently. So Kobe Jack melts pretty easily.
I like it on my crackers. If I'm eating crackers, that's my go-to cheese.
And they make it in cheese, string cheese stick style. So mm-hmm. it's very good. But yeah, that's going to be one of my go-tos right there. It's going to be Kobe Jack.
Okay.
What's your number one? Oh, wait, before you tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointed am I going to be?
You already know what it is.
So I'm going to be a disappointed level of...
8.5.
15 because it's
it's cottage
it's
cheese.
That bad.
It's cottage cheese. I can eat cottage cheese raw, and like I said, I can dip. Same thing. I just said about everything, but cottage cheese is my favorite. I cannot go to a salad bar without eating cottage cheese. I can't go to a Pizza Hut without eating cottage cheese. If I go to a pizza and they don't have cottage cheese on the salad bar, I walk out and go to another Pizza Hut. I have to have my cottage cheese. I love it. It is the best thing ever. And I put it in my lasagna.
Ugh.
I put it in my mac and cheese.
Oh, dear God.
I put it in my omelets. I put it in my chili omelets where it belongs. And yes, I will. I have done this. I have taken a bowl of cottage cheese, sprinkled cheddar cheese on top, and then poured melted nacho cheese over everything, and then sprinkled some Parmesan and just ate a bowl of cheese.
Oh.
Cholesterol City.
Oh.
Welcome to my belly.
Oh. My. God.
It's the only, to me, cottage cheese is like, it's the perfect side dish. It can go with any meal. You can have it with, you can eat it plain. You can eat it in place of yogurt. You can eat it with a yogurt. You can pour a yogurt in it. You can pour you can dip carrots in cottage. I love cottage cheese.
There's probably a bunch of people listening to this episode right now that are vomiting. But you know what your number one proves?
Hmm.
When it comes to food, you're a lost cause.
No, I was going to say we're just different.
No, you're a lost cause.
Stop it.
Oh, dear God.
I'm better than you because I'm a gentry over there.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not better than anybody.
Good.
The word is actually civilized.
Oh.
So my number one is my go-to. I put it on like everything I can. It's a very light cheese. It melts really fast. You can usually get it smoked or not, and that's provolone. Provolone is still an Italian cheese. Mm-hmm. There's several different types. I kind of am torn between sometimes the smoked and the non-smoked because it depends. You can oversmoke that shit. And then there's those companies that use a product called liquid smoke to add a, air quotes now, smoky flavor to it. And that's just gross because liquid smoke is the worst thing ever. If you have a bottle of liquid smoke in your kitchen and you listen to this show,
send it to me and I'll try it out.
No. I want you to go to your spice rack, go to your cabinet. I want you to grab that bottle of liquid smoke and I want you to throw it in a garbage can. That shit, nasty. But provolone is one of those cheeses that I'll eat. You know, I'm cooking with it. I'll cut up a piece of it and eat it as a snack. And I don't mean like I'll sit there and I'll eat a whole bowl of cheese like somebody, or I'll eat an entire block of it. No, I'll take a quick bite. But provolone is something I put on like everything. Just because of because of how light it is and how easily it does melt. But yeah, that's my number one. So yeah, so I did my number one. You did your number one.
Oh no, I know where this is going.
I know. This that means it's about the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank you all for listening. This is episode 22.
Wow.
We have made it 22 episodes. We are now beyond legal to drink.
That's right.
Hell yes. I want to say thank you to everybody listening today because we love you.
Yes. All of you.
This whole episode has been about how much we do love you. And how much we appreciate everything you all do for us. And you guys are the reason we keep this going. Okay? And I know I'm getting a little sappy here. But don't worry. I get over it. We need your support and continued support. Whether it's reaching out and telling us, hey, love your show, or just downloading the show, or sharing it on social media, telling all your friends, hey, you got to check out these two crazy bitches over here. They're actually not bad. We need it. If you're listening and you've been on the fence about joining our Patreon, well, let me take a second to encourage you and say we would love to have you as a Patreon supporter. The things that the Patreon can do for us in this show and for the community, well, they're limitless when we have that kind of support. So if you want to join us on Patreon as a supporter, go to patreon.com/transpostpod. Now we get into our normal things of our closings. So I'm going to ask, and it might take her a second because of a lot of changes.
Yeah.
But, Steph, if people want to connect with you on social media, how do they do it?
Well, I changed my handle. It is now StephanieBree22. That's on Twitter and Instagram. That has replaced the other one, whose name I'm not saying anymore because it's in the past.
Awesome.
If you go to the Facebook, it's Stephanie Bree Blog. So everything is more or less what it was, and then the website is now StephanieBree.com. That's me and no more other crap. But it's all just me now. No more fakes, no more bullshit.
Awesome.
And it's StephanieBree22, Instagram and Facebook.
And I know I kind of said it on social media, but I'm going to say it here where people are actually listening. I'm very proud of you, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you finding your true self. I really am. It's amazing. You can connect, if you're listening, you can connect with the Transpose podcast and quite possibly sometimes AJ at Transpose Pod, but that's both Facebook and Twitter. And you can email us transposepod@gmail.com. If you want to talk to me for some unknown reason, I don't know why, I'm a bag of cats. I'm at Robin Allura on Twitter. No, I don't really do Facebook right now. I got to rebrand it.
Revamp it.
I don't know what I'm doing. But we want to encourage you, reach out to us if you need us. We say it on Twitter a lot, and I say it every week on here. Don't be a stranger. If you want to talk, if you need somebody to talk to, we're here. We may not be the most stable or sane individuals walking this planet, but damn it, we care. And we're gonna help you if we can. Even if it's just a, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, and whatever you're going through, one of us has probably been through it twice.
At least. If not more than that.
So we're definitely, you know, we will, you know, we're here for everybody.
Absolutely. We're real people. So if you need us, you guys, drop us a line. Even if you just want to say, hi, how you doing? And give us feedback on the show. Yeah. As long as you don't give us the feedback of, you guys suck. Because then we have to get into this whole inappropriate conversation. And I have to make bad comments. And then you're just going to be embarrassed that you even said such a thing. But yes, if you got feedback, we love it. Interact with us. Interact with all of us.
If you don't mind, I have one more shout out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to say I cannot do the show without Tabby, and I cannot do my podcast without Tabby because I named my tablet Tabby. Top that, Robin. Top that.
Yeah, I'm not going to because she's going to yell at you, not me.
I think we're done.
Thank you all for listening to this experiment in insanity. We love you all, and we'll see y'all next week.